showers for joy and fulfillment. As part of my last article about real life adjusted age, I spoke on joy. I have since been trying to quantify joy to better put an adjusted age on it. Joy for me is the idea of enjoying the little things in life, the simple joys here. I'm not talking weddings and Christmas mornings, not the emotional, but the minute and routine that we tend to overlook. And I think about this stuff. The little things, flowers, sunrises, kids playing ball, the perfect shower. In a long roundabout way, in which I won't bore you with, I came to the realization that if you nail a shower, I mean crush it, it may in fact be as close to true bliss as you can get on earth. Now look, there are a lot of great things to do on earth and throughout life, many that can at least equal the pleasure of a perfect shower. But honestly, if you took your entire best days of your life, the times you were feeling joy and unconsciously had a smile or better and moment, and then you condensed all of it into a pie chart, you'd have a slice of pie that was just showers. Jordan Peterson, the gazillion best-selling author, often talks about getting the things that you do every day right. Sleeping is obvious. I mean, approximately a third of your life is spent sleeping. But everyday tasks such as coming home from work or hanging out with your coworkers, and my addition, taking a shower, take up a significant chunk of your life. Showers, estimated at 182.5 days of your life, count. Let's do these well. The point being is this. You spend a significant time of your life in the shower. You should own this. You should be exceptionally good at this. This should bring you a little joy. I've been contemplating a lot of stuff like this. This is all real, guys. I think about stupid but real life things. I debate this over and over and roll it over in my mind with my staff. For example, this weekend I just got beat up and worked doing tactical gun classes. I was up and down, in the dirt and the gravel, millions of loud bangs and scratched up and just all around wiped out. The shower I took last night because of this was fabulous. Because of the work I put in. Self, I said, I wonder what the best five showers of my life has been. We all have our top five list in every aspect of life, if we are aware of it or not. Take just a minute to at least find your best few. My top shower, I know without a doubt. In my mind, I can go back there to the feel of the tile on my feet. It was just after a 32-hour train ride through India, after first spending a few days in a tar desert and getting sandy. My buddy Suda grew up in a castle with the best shower ever. We got there, and there was an ice-cold Coke and a glass of ice waiting for us in the sink when I came out of my own paradise. It was phenomenal. It was so great, I sat on the floor of the shower and just let it engulf me like a tropical storm. The next day, I brought this up with my gun course instructor. I mean, this guy has seen and done it all. For real. After chuckling and maybe a sideways look like I was crazy, he had that connection. It made sense to him. He stated, you know, after 45 days in the jungle one time, I can still remember the shower on the boat ride home. The rain room, we called it. It was pure heaven. Now that's a simple everyday thing that brings incredible joy, even memories. And we miss an opportunity to do this fantastically every day. So here's the shout out to make your routine daily items better. Get more out of your routine. Okay, great, Chad. Debate on shower improvement. Got it. Check. But that's not enough. Let me help you. Let me help you take a shower. So just in case you've been half-assing your showers and missing a couple fantastic opportunities to put a little smile on your face, here's some tips on how to maximize your shower time. Number one, earn it. Now this, of course, would not apply for your routine morning showers on the way to work, but as an exceptional treat, a surefire way to make any routine thing in your life remarkably exceptional is to earn it. Think of a beer. It's good. But after spending 2 hours mowing and weeding the yard in the hot, sweaty day, it tastes so much better. At the end of a Tough Mudder, they hand you a beer. It's the best beer you've ever had. This earned tactic goes for anything routine. Earned equals savor. Work out hard, yard work, a weekend of camping, or tactical gun running instantly up ramps your satisfaction. Number two, you've got the water too hot. You want it to just be a little bit above your skin temperature. I know it doesn't sound right, but it's true. Hot tubs feel great, but they have a whole different place than your daily shower. Your body will have a minute of fight or flight with too hot of a shower or too cold of a shower, and that's not what you want to start your day. I'll amp your nervous system in the shower, just read on, but not at the front end. Keep your water just a degree or two above skin temperature. Typical shower entry goes like this. You put in your hand, and then you kind of test it out with your thigh, and then you turn it, let it hit on your back and butt, and then you turn around and get on the chest, and then the head. Now look, you want that water on your head to be an involuntary deep breath out. This happens with perfect water temperature. A deep breath in and fight happens when it's not. Number three, coconut oil in a pump. I'm telling you, this is a game changer. The coconut oil, you pump it out, it goes on your hand, it goes everywhere. Everywhere. I shave with it, I use it on my hair, my body, everything. Yes, I shave in the shower. Seriously, if anybody is interested, I think I have perfected the shave. I'd be happy to fill you in. As a chiropractor, I have people with low back injuries from the slight bend of shaving and brushing their teeth over a sink daily. I'm upright in the shower now, and foamy whipped cream looking face is out. It's just silly. I'm telling you, this is a game changer in multiple facets of your life. Just watch your step until you get used to it. It makes for slippery floors. Number four. Get your lighting right. This is dependent on what you have available, but changing your lighting changes your day. Corporate bigwigs know this, and they change lighting in their factories all the time for improved productivity. Mix it up. Try candlelight at night and have fun. Bright fluorescent light to start your day is horrible, and it makes you look terrible in the mirror. Fix this. Number five is the last step and the most controversial. Get ready. You're going to turn your faucet on to cold, all the way cold. The 30-second end of your shower with your only focus being to maintain a natural breathing rhythm will take practice. It's not easy. It's often skipped, but here's the deal. There are a lot of reasons for this. Cold water almost always is shocking and sucks. It very well could be the worst thing that happens to you all day. Throughout your relaxation and perfection of the shower, it will be lingering there in the back of your mind like a thorn. It's scary. Aubrey Marcus speaks often about how in society in modern times, we rarely have to face a lion hunting us down or stare down an attacking mogul horde intent on raiding our village. We grow from fear and anxiety, yet we lack it on a daily basis. So add a little safe fear to your morning. Your inner human evolution will thank you as it awakens. Aside from the fantastic hormone surge that you get, the benefits from the cold blast are amazing. This alone is what makes it worth it. Your day is going to be all uphill. Immediately, you are going to feel energized and alive. You won't be cold when you step out because the air will seem pleasant and comforting. Your towel will be like a beacon of love and a terry cloth hug of incredible. Your crabby boss is more tolerable. The guy that cuts you off on your commute is small fries. I mean, hey dude, do you want to get splashed with cold water to start your day? Would always be a resounding no until it's explained. Now listen, you will get used to the cold water after a week or so. It's not uncommon for me to go full Wim Hof style and get my 3 minutes and breath holds happening in a freaking cold as I can get it shower. But that takes time. That then affects the immune system, aging, disease, and all that stuff. But you can't just jump in like that. Before you write this last stage off, just try it. Start it. Your friends aren't going to do this, so you already have a one-up on them today. 30 seconds, using all of your will and Jedi strength to keep your breathing normal and find your inner focus. And that's it. Using an everyday routine, in this case a shower, as a chance to improve your life, a joy bomb that would have been missed as an opportunity for better. Allow yourself a smile in the morning. Your face and your spouse have been missing that smile. I mean, you're naked. Smiling when you're naked is exponential into your inner being, and it makes God happy. Okay, carry on. I know your day can be better.